It is indeed time for Travel Thursdays with our buddy Dan Schlossberg, and he joins us today. We're going to be talking Chattanooga today. And you know Dan as not only our Travel Thursday expert and host for many years now, but also as a terrific author, and he's written so many great books, over 40 of them now. The new Baseball Bible, which is available now. And listen, if you're a baseball fan, it's a must-have, man. Also, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, the revised edition, and Baseball's Memorable Misses. He's got a new one all about Hank Aaron, which I can't wait to read. Good morning, Danny. How's everything, buddy?
Everything is good except for the Braves, who finally lost on a Wednesday.
Yeah, the long Wednesday win streak is over, but you guys are pretty comfortably placed in first place. Matter of fact, I was talking to Danny off the air, and I said, boy, you're looking pretty good in first place. He goes, yeah, not like a lot of teams that are in last place. And he couldn't resist the dig as the Yankees continue to plummet. They're above 500, but what a division they're in. And listen, I'm happy that Baltimore's in first place.
Yeah, it's great to see all those kids doing so well. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Good for baseball, too.
I agree. The baby birds. Okay, so let's switch gears and talk a little Chattanooga, Tennessee. So kick us off. What's special about Chattanooga?
Well, everybody knows the song is Chattanooga Choo Choo. And actually, Glenn Miller's band won the first gold record ever given in the music industry. That was back in 1941 for that song, Chattanooga Choo Choo. But today, it's just a Holiday Inn and a song and a memory, but nothing more. There really is no Chattanooga Choo Choo.
How about that? They do have some railroad memorabilia at the Holiday Inn there, right?
Yes, and it is called the Chattanooga Choo Choo Holiday Inn.
How about that?
Hmm. But, you know, nothing famous about it, nothing interesting, except the hotel has the world's largest freestanding brick dome, 85 feet high.
Wow, wow. The first tow trucks were, this is a weird one, the first tow trucks were created in Chattanooga. That kind of that comes out of left field.
Yeah, and as a result, they now have the International Towing and Recovery Hall of Fame and Museum. Who knew there's a Hall of Fame for tow trucks?
Let me tell you something, Danny, it's official now. There's a Hall of Fame and a museum for everything, right?
Apparently there is.
Yeah, apparently so. All right, so tell me about the Walnut
Street. There's also a lot of other things in Chattanooga we should be aware of. The famous moon pie was created at the Chattanooga Bakery in 1917. And the Walnut Street Bridge, built in 1891, is one of the world's longest pedestrian bridges, 2,376 feet.
You know, this next item, I think I mentioned this on my show years ago. The first miniature golf course was down in Chattanooga, right?
Thompson Golf on Lookout Mountain opened in 1927. Why it's called Tom Thumb Golf, I'm not quite sure.
Well,
but Lookout Mountain was so that people could watch out for forest fires all over. That's why it's called the Tennessee Lookouts.
Well, I'm sure Tom Thumb was small and the miniature golf course. I guess they had to think of a name, and Tom Thumb Golf, I guess. That was created by the Rock City Gardens founder, Garnet Carter. Lookout Mountain Flight Park is a big tourist destination, right?
Yes, and it's noted for training hang gliding pilot hopefuls. And the school graduates more pilots than any other such school on the planet, so that's something special. And if you like Coca-Cola, which I do, Diet Coke, the world's first franchised Coca-Cola bottling plant was built by two local attorneys who bought a franchise, the bottling rights, for $1 apiece. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And also on Lookout Mountain, which we mentioned before, Ruby Falls tops the deepest commercial caverns in the USA, 1,000 feet underground. I never knew that.
And I know, Danny, you're big, and we're talking about Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays. I know you're big into military history, et cetera, and the city is home to the first and the largest national military park.
Chattanooga and Chickamauga Military Park. And if you remember the movie The Great Locomotive Chase, Chickamauga and Chattanooga were both mentioned prominently in that movie.
Wow. Tell me about the Lookout Mountain Incline Railway. This is a big one.
Well, you know how I love funiculars and inclines, and this one is one of the world's steepest, 72.7% grade.
Whoa.
That is really steep. That's incredible.
Wow. They've got a great museum of art down there. I'm big into art museums. I think you are, too.
One of the nation's largest collections of American art is there, so another reason to go to Chattanooga. A lot of famous people came from there, too, by the way. Samuel L. Jackson, actor Leslie Jordan, blues singer Bessie Smith, and football stars Peyton Manning and Terrell Owens, all from Chattanooga.
And this is probably the only report where you're actually going to talk football.
It is. You know I'm not a football fan at all.
I know you're not.
Football should wait till baseball is finished.
Yeah, that's exactly right. By the way, what are we talking next week, the Alamo?
We're going to go to San Antonio and talk about the Alamo. So remember the Alamo, and you'll remember next week's show.
Very nice. Okay. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about the homestead in nearby Madison, Connecticut. That should be a fun chat.
Right. I thought it was about time we did something really close to home for our listeners. So the homestead in Madison, Connecticut, and it's going to be a really good talk.
Fantastic.
I'm going up there with my dog.
Oh, excellent. Listen, if you can try, you're big into hotels and motels that that accept canines, right?
I am. I'm a dog lover from way back. I've had many pet dogs, including my current one, Chelsea.
Chelsea, very good. Well, listen, we thank you for the information about Chattanooga, and we'll take that to heart, and we look forward to future chats every Thursday with our buddy Dan Schlossberg. Dan, travel safe, my friend, and good luck to your Braves, my friend.
Thank you so much, and good luck to the Yankees. We've got to have the Yankees-Braves World Series. And with the playoff system, we could.
Well, yeah. So far, your team's holding up its end. I don't know about the Yanks, but they're plummeting at the moment. But listen, we'll chat soon, and stay safe. Good to talk with you.
Thanks so much, Bob. Same to you.
You got it, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg joining us today on WLIS and WMRD for Travel Thursdays.